KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgan Stanley, film critic of the Wall Street Journal. In the old days, meaning 2001, before the first Fast and Furious hit the screen, one measure of a good car was its ability to hold the road. Now the ninth installment is upon us, F9, the Fast Saga, and cars in it not only leave the road and fly, which they did in Furious 7, a battered old Pontiac Fiero strapped to a rocket ship slips the surly bonds of Earth and goes into orbit. The whole series has been about slipping bonds, the rules of the road, the laws of polite society, the stuffy dictates of physics, gravity, and logic. The films are critic-proof and mockery-proof in the bargain. F9 makes a mockery of itself before anyone else can. It's a gleefully shoddy goof on a pseudo-epic scale. When the film opens, Vin Diesel's Dom Toretto is out of the game and enjoying retirement. Then comes word of a scheme to reboot the world order. Who knew the world order could be rebooted? Well, Dom discovers that it can and that it will be by Project Ares. That's a vast satellite-based weapon system designed to override anything that runs on code. In other words, an everything weapon that's about to be activated by Cypher, a cyber genius played by Charlize Theron, who's working in cahoots with Dom's younger brother, Jacob, played by a grim-faced John Cena. Unless, that is, Dom reunites his team and saves the world so all its fast and furious drivers can drive another day. Any questions? I have a couple. Why does Charlize Theron appear so briefly and mostly in a glass cage, like a snarky oracle with spectacular eyeshadow? How do Dom and his teammates know where they're going after they and their vehicles plunge into Montecito, a Central American country with terrible roads? The everything answer, which applies to the whole movie, may be that driving and not getting there is the point. The director was Justin Lin, the gifted action specialist who hasn't done one of these episodes since Fast and Furious 6 in 2013. He and Daniel Casey wrote the screenplay, which sticks to a time-worn principle. If the screen isn't filled with hurtling muscle cars, motorcycles, and exotic trucks, then be-muscled men and women must be beating up on one another. That's not to say the film isn't self-reflective in a cheerfully meta way. Tyrese Gibson's Roman wonders aloud whether everyone on Dom's team might be invincible, if not downright superhuman, since they always survive their various adventures without a scratch. When the improbable happens again and again, it's more than luck, Roman says. Well, it isn't luck, it's commerce, and the franchise will go on to ever more improbable heights. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.